But now, this is another shift in the argument from 39. This was only interviews between the first part of the argument and now the new argument that starts. This was only the interviews. So Sri Krishna says, I have told you of Buddhi Yoga. That is to say, when I spoke to you of the indestructible reality, that indestructible reality can be seen only by Buddhi. Buddhi which is clear and pure, not Buddhi which is confused and in a state of rejection. Therefore, and you are speaking the language of the pure Buddhi. When you said, I do not wish to have sukha, I do not wish to have rajya, you were speaking the language of the wise. But that language of the wise is appropriate to those who are doing the Buddha Yoga. And in the Buddha Yoga, I showed you what is truth, the indestructible reality. And seeing that indestructible reality, you have no ground to grieve for death and birth. And you were grieved about it, but that is one part of the argument. If you really want to withdraw from this battle on the clear understanding that you want to attain to the indestructible reality, then that is certainly a right thing to do. But be clear that you are going out of this war for that. Not because of the question of dharma, adharma and the consequences. On that ground, if you are leaving, then you are not on the right premises. Now Sri Krishna says that that is the path by which you withdraw and go to the indestructible reality. But by the same Buddha Yoga, I will tell you where even if you act, you will be free from grief. That is a path of going out of the grief if you go to the indestructible reality by withdrawal. But now I shall tell you another aspect of the truth, that even if you act, you will be free from grief. And that is the starting point of the real teaching of the Gita. Because ultimately, Sri Krishna's teaching is that you should act. That even if it is possible to come out of action, he says, it is not to be preferred. Sri Krishna's final answer in the whole of the Gita is that although you can come out of the grief by attaining to the inactive, indestructible reality, that is not preferable. What is preferable is to find a solution where there will be no grief even when you act. And this is the new argument now, from 39 it starts. Esha te abhihita sankhe buddhir yoge tu imam shunu buddhya yuktaha yaya partha karma bandham prahasyasi. O son of Pritha, this is the wisdom of the Sankhya which I have given you. Now listen to the wisdom of yoga, endowed with which you will be free from the bondage of karma. And then he says that I am giving you that path. Even small effort in that path delivers you from fear. In this endeavor, no effort is ever rendered void and no obstacle ever prevails. Even a small measure of this dharma, righteousness, protects a person from a great fear of the world cycle. Now he expounds this new path, so that even if you are in action, you will not agree. Mukta. From here to the end is one argument basically. There are again certain subparts in the argument, but basically from here to the end is a one straight argument. And the whole burden of the argument is that if you can make your buddhi sthira, then even if you act, but if your buddhi is sthira, then there will be no grief. Whatever action, yeah, there is no question of dharma or adharma, whatever action, but if you can keep your buddhi sthira, in other words, if you become equal-minded under every circumstance, if you see oneness everywhere, then whatever action you do, you will be free, there will be no grief. This is the secret. Combine two elements, perception of oneness and keeping the equilibrium, complete equality, samatva, and act. And that is better than not acting. Act, but with these two propositions put forward. Now this perception of oneness and maintenance of equality are interdependent. You cannot have real equality unless you have the perception of oneness. This perception of oneness is connected with the earlier proposition of the indestructible. Oneness is indestructible. That perception of equality, of oneness, is the basis of equality, of samatva. So action which is based upon the perception of equality, the perception of oneness, and the maintenance of equality, if you do this, if you achieve this, then there will be no grief. He was grief-stricken and he wanted to come out of the grief. So Sri Krishna answers immediately that if you want no grief at all, then attain to the perception that there is indestructible reality which is one. As a result of which everything is equal, if you can keep equal in your consciousness, and act, then there will be no grief in your consciousness. What is the cause of the grief? The cause of the grief is unsteadiness of buddhi. If buddhi becomes fixed, steady, on oneness, on equality, then there is no grief. All grief is because of unsteadiness.